shooting at YouTube.
It went bam, 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 bam. And then after that, I didn't hear nothing.
China imposes new tariffs.
Now threatening to hit U.S. imports where it will really hurt.
Pilgrimage to Memphis.
We must work to realize the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. envisioned.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The morning after three people were wounded by gunfire at YouTube, what's emerging is the story of a woman angered by what she saw as censorship when the site stopped paying her for videos. CBS's John Blackstone begins our coverage in San Bruno, California.
We have a report of subject with a gun.
Police arrived at YouTube's headquarters 2 minutes after receiving reports of an active shooter. YouTube employee Diana Arnsperger says she heard gunshots and saw the shooter from the office's second floor.
And I just said, shooter, and everybody started running.
Heavily armed police swarmed YouTube's campus and could be seen searching employees. Ed Barberini is San Bruno police chief.
Officers encountered numerous employees fleeing from the building. It's very chaotic, as you can imagine.
When police arrived, they found a wounded victim at the building's front entrance. Officers continued searching room by room through the sprawling 200,000-square-foot office complex. Within minutes, police say they found the deceased shooter outside in a connected courtyard.
Correspondent Maria Villarreal has more on the shooter.
I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube, and I'm not the only one.
In a two-minute YouTube video, Nasim Agdem complains about the company's policies. An animal rights activist and exercise enthusiast, Agdem's YouTube posts included music videos and exercise routines. She had over 10,000 subscribers on her YouTube channels, all of which have now been taken down. On her personal website, she claimed YouTube tried to reduce her views and money she earned by applying age restrictions to some of her videos.
I contacted support team, and they also said the same thing. There are some inappropriate things in your video.
Well, now to Washington, where President Trump's attorneys have been told their client is not a criminal target in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
When federal prosecutors want to bring before a grand jury someone who they believe has committed a crime, Justice Department regulations require that the witness be sent what's called a target letter. The target is advised he has the right to not answer questions. The Washington Post reports Mr. Trump's lawyers were told last month he is not a target of Mueller's grand jury. Instead, the paper reports he is a subject of the investigation. That indicates the special counsel is probing his conduct, but there's not sufficient evidence to bring criminal charges. Sources close to the case say Mueller is looking into potential obstruction of justice. Experts note grand jury subjects often become targets after they appear, and that may be why there's a split within the president's inner circle over whether he should testify. Talks on the time, manner, and place of an interview have been going on for months now. Steve?
Well, yesterday the president said the military should man the Mexican border until a wall is built. CBS's Chip Reed says that's raised new concerns.
President Trump's call to militarize the border comes as illegal border crossings last year were at the lowest levels since 1971.
There's nothing that I see right now happening on the U.S.-Mexico border that would constitute an insurrection.
Admiral James Winnefeld was vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Obama and warns against using the U.S. military.
If the president tried to use military forces in an inappropriate way, he would be violating federal law.
It's believed all four crew members were killed when their Marine helicopter crashed near El Centro, California. It was a training mission. The cause is under investigation. Financial markets in this country are poised to sell off after China threatened new tariffs on some U.S. goods. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
The Chinese government is saying that it will put a 25% tariff on 106 U.S. products, including soybeans, corn, aircrafts, and automobiles. Now, this is very bad news for farmers in places like Iowa and for big U.S. companies like Boeing. In all, the tariffs total $50 billion. Now, that's the same amount the U.S. is proposing on about 1,300 Chinese products, including medical devices, semiconductors, and television.
The dream lives on in Memphis, a half century after an assassination that shook the nation. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
50 years after he was killed, thousands today will pay tribute to Martin Luther King. Ed Ring marched and went to jail with King. He is now 81 years old.
I needed to be here if I could. It's a day of remembrance and grief.
Last night at a Memphis church, another tribute to King, and two of his children spoke.
The trauma that we have dealt with as a family has been overwhelming.
King's youngest child, Bernice, who was just five when her father was killed, talked about the grief that never ends. And King's oldest son, Martin Luther King III, talked about keeping his father's dream alive.
We know we must work to realize the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. envisioned.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Memphis.
The CDC is warning about a nightmare bacteria that's been found all over the country. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's been located dozens of times in hospitals and nursing homes.
These are bacteria that are resistant to most, if not all, antibiotics. And that's happened because we overuse these antibiotics. Now, the CDC is using the term nightmare to refer to a certain kind of bacteria called CRE because the death rate from infection can be as high as 50%.
From Britain, the story of a TV cooking show that served up an international incident. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
When Malaysian-born Zuleha Khadir Olden made the national curry, chicken rendang, for the BBC's MasterChef program, both judges gave it a thumbs down.
Well, chicken skin isn't crispy. It can't be eaten.
The other judge called it a mistake.
I am crispy, you love.
Cue outrage on social media and across Southeast Asia. Malaysia's prime minister pointing out chicken rendang isn't supposed to be crispy. The foreign minister accusing the judges of white-splaining. And the hapless cook, she was eliminated. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
New SUV crash test results are out from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Here's Jeff Gilbert from WWJ Radio.
Five of the seven utilities receiving good ratings in the test that mimics hitting a tree or a phone pole. But Institute Senior Research Engineer Becky Miller says the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport and the Ford Escape had significant problems, including a passenger airbag that didn't deploy.
To have curtain airbags not deploying at all is pretty rare. And it's actually the first time we've seen this on the passenger side.
Miller says she expects the issues to be resolved when the vehicles are updated. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
In their 1968 film, the Beatles got around in a yellow submarine. To mark the 50th anniversary, it will be re-released this summer in theaters in 4K digital resolution. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.